Good afternoon, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, mate. It's just me.
Oh, hello. I thought I recognised the number.
How's it going? How are you?
Yeah, good.
Okay. Everything's going all right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Brox is doing a surgery, bladder stone surgery on a guinea pig, and then he's got an ovicentesis on a kakariki with pretty much an egg with a bird. It's huge.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, hopefully that'll go well because it's so large.
Yeah, the second one. It only had a super Lauren back in August, so.
Yeah, full on. Seeing more and more of those. I was talking to people about that at the conference.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll just touch base with him then the end of the day unless he needs a hand. I've only just, I'm just at Rothwell because I dropped Mel back at Narangba. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I'll be home in 20 minutes or something, so.
Oh, okay, not a problem.
Yeah.
Check to see if he needs quick chats now.
Or if you check in, like if he's in surgery, that's fine. If he needs a hand or if he needs anything, just ask him to call. But
okay.
I was just thinking I'll follow up the DPI and just send him another email to Saab, chasing results.
We got through the sample report, which I think Chrissy forwarded to you or someone.
I saw that.
So we got that through fine, but we're still waiting for the actual results. So Animals Queensland sent through another one, just what needs to be done, obviously, with reports and whatever. So I've just highlighted it for you, but.
Oh, okay. When was that this morning?
Yeah, it's just come through around lunchtime today.
Right, yeah. I've got that actual permit to fill out, but I won't send that until Monday when I've done my final inspection, the whole point.
Yeah, that's what they've got, the 24th or the 11th for Vanessa.
Yeah,
blah, blah,
cool.
Blah. They've got everything put down for who needs to do what, so.
I was going to ask, could you, while I'm talking with you, do you have a second to just look at that second sample receipt and just see who the person is on the, like who I addressed the email to, who's actually doing them? Processing of the samples.
I'll just bring it up now for you.
Should be up in the top right hand part of the. Thank you.
Anita Gordon was a job manager.
Oh, okay, so it's a different person again. Great.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It just meant you like fun. Was the conference
much
did you get
to
the much out of it?
It was probably the first conference that I've gone to that every single presentation was valid and usable and viable and, you know, not just like big noting themselves over something they've done and everyone just goes, oh, yeah, clap, clap, clap for that, you know.
Yeah.
It was actually all really, really good.
Oh,
really
that's
good.
Excellent. So
I was happy with that. And the proceedings and that I can put on the computer at work or Brock can put it on his. So, yeah. There's a few things that will make our lives easier. There's a couple of products for chickens which won't be off-label use, so we'll be able to use those. And I've got a few things to chase up, things that we can bring in, just mostly about antibiotic use in chickens and how we get around it with the tighter restrictions on, you know, food-producing animals. So, it was really good. I was so glad I went.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
So that's what you want to get out of it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and Mel had a good time. She got lots of pics and...
Excellent.
Yeah.
Did
no,
you manage
good.
To talk to the people in the cafe about her stuff?
She did. She did, yeah. She didn't get paid last time. That's why she hasn't kind of kept it up.
Oh, okay.
So all her stuff sold, but they never actually paid her.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I know. Now it's on consignment. So if she wants to restock, which she will at some point, but probably not right now, she'll do it on consignment, which will mean that she will actually get paid.
That's a... Like, they did not even pay her 1 cent. What did she tell them
about
that?
Not until she had to chase them. So she sent them all of the stuff, all the stock, and they never paid her for it.
Oh. But they have paid her now since?
Mm.
Oh, that's good. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
That's
but, like, months and months went by, and she actually put in special orders to get made for them, and they never paid her.
Oh, that's really bad.
Yeah, she had to chase them and chase them and chase them, so...
Yeah.
Consignment means she knows exactly what she's got that she wants to sell to put in the shop when it sells, they pay her.
Yeah.
Rather than making out orders for them that they don't end up, you know, paying her for because it sits on their shelf before they sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I think that's their problem.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. How's the rest of the week been, okay?
Yeah, it's been up and down. Like today, like Monday was apparently crazy here, and Tuesday, I'm not sure about Tuesday, but Wednesday and Thursday, it was like people book in and then cancel, or the phones were just dead, and then it was like, what's going on? And then today, it was just a bit crazy again. It's up and down. I don't know what's going on, whether it's Christmas coming up or people just holding their money or people
Is it mostly emergency stuff?
What we're booking in is stuff that needs to be seen that day. Or they book in and then they go, oh, no, it's actually got better, we'll cancel or whatever. So, yeah, it's just been weird.
Yeah.
So, but it's probably a good week for you to go away on conference.
Not constantly crazy, so that's good.
Yeah, but unfortunately tomorrow for you is fully booked, but it's kindly booked, so.
That's enough. Yeah. Calwyn's not on tomorrow, is he, I think? I'm just on myself.
It's just yourself. Rocks up at UPV.
Yeah. How did the Bearded Dragon go that we did that ovariectomy on last week? How is it going?
You'd have to give me a name. I'm not sure which one that is.
On the Friday we did it.
On Friday? Okay, let me have a look.
Yeah, the Bearded Dragon, because the ovarian follicle's out.
Friday last week, 14th.
Last week.
Oh, Quasimodo. Let me go into his file now. I believe he's doing well, but let me...
Okay, that's good. I asked Cal to chase it on Monday.
Quasimodo, here we go.
And there wasn't any more football in the background after Monday?
No. Haven't seen anything,
good.
No.
Excellent.
Nothing's put on there. Yep. I think he doesn't put it on the file. Let me just, it's on Monday. He writes it on the actual phone back. Okay, I'd have to follow it up. It's been done, but it just doesn't have a note on file. So I'm assuming it's doing well because I haven't seen it back this week.
Yeah, Al's there today, is he?
Yeah, he's in surgery with Brock at the moment.
Cool.
Yeah,
if Brock knows, if he's got anything in, he'll call me anyway, I think, but...
Yeah, well, I'll let him know that you're in the area if he needs to call or whatever. But
the reception. You know where we were in the villas, it never really was an issue with reception. But the one we were staying in this time was number 3, so it was probably much higher up
the mountain
road. And it just was like patchy. My phone kept going in between New South Wales time and Queensland time, and I had maybe one bar if I was lucky.
Wow.
So reception was really bad, which was why I was worried with all the DPI crap when they wanted that form filled out. I just knew I wouldn't have the internet wasn't going to be working well enough for me to do it and send it. So
I was
glad Chrissy could do that. They were, I know. And, the thing is, I had forgotten on the first round, and when they didn't ask for it then, which would have been easy as. I just sort of thought, oh, yeah, it's part of the protocol, that's fine. But... because I didn't ask for it then and they already had the existing list of bird samples, I figured this time around I wouldn't even need to worry about it.
Last minute,
I'd forgotten it, but...
Yeah, we need this, do this. We're like, okay, we're not sure exactly, like, this form. Okay, so we sent it through and it just wasn't right for them until we cut and pasted everything on there correctly and... Yes, because we even had to say, has the protocol changed? Because we haven't had to do this before. And, it was like 3 times. And it was just like, okay, as per our last email, I was like, don't get that tone with us. We're just trying to make it, like, send
that's
everyone
right.
You want
this
us to
list.
Do, and then we'll fill it in.
Yes, and Brock was the only one probably that would have known about it, which is why I mentioned that in the text to you. If you even got it, I don't even know if you got my text.
I did get that. Yeah, I ended up just emailing them myself because he was in consults and stuff. But I was just like...
Yeah, he was the only one that knew about the numbering system and filling it out online. For them. So I think they just wanted to cut and paste and make less work for themselves.
That's exactly what they wanted. And I was just like, do you want us to run the samples for you too?
I was just like, Yeah, and the person that was causing all the drama was just an admin assistant person, admissions officer. It's not the people that actually run the test, who have no problem at all with the way that that's presented.
Yeah, so I was just like, okay, well, no for next time. We will do this next time, as per your
Yeah, I just, you know, it was probably, it was misguided on my front because I'd forgotten about that multi-list form.
Yeah.
Until I got to Scott's and I thought, no, it's too late now, so
yeah.
I'm just going to have to send them the way they are.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's all done, and yeah, it should all be there, hunky-dory, and no problems at all, but yeah, it was just like, yeah, send us what you want and we'll do it.
Crazy, I know.
Yeah.
Worth the way. The traffic coming back today was horrendous.
Yeah, I
bet
it was.
No, it didn't matter. But if I tried to kind of work this afternoon, I would not have functioned. It's been, we left up at the mountain at 8:30. We stopped in Canungra for about half an hour, and since then I was on the road. So it's taken about 4 hours.
Wow. Yeah. Well, yesterday it was crazy because we had an accident on Anzac Avenue somewhere close, and the traffic yesterday took everyone, like,
really?
20 minutes to get out of her estate to get to work. It took me over an hour to get to work. Brock was probably about the same. It was just traffic everywhere, bumper to bumper.
Crazy. That's all right. I mean, people understand when that's happening, and
like we all got
never
here
an
time,
issue really.
But yeah, it was just like just took a lot longer than what it needed to get to work. Mm.
Yeah, and you're already stressed when you get out of the car. Like,
yeah.
I saw Robin Stenner up there. She came. You know, he
did
some locums for us at Brighton.
Yeah.
Oh, so good catching up with her.
Yeah.
So
she's still on the boat,
she lives up at Tambourine. No, she lives on Tambourine Mountain.
Oh wow.
Hmm. But
wow, that's good.
She's living in her.
Leave if you need it.
Yeah. Oh, she's stretched. Like, she's already.
Yeah, I bet.
Eve, which is the koala thing up at Torval. They've got another one down at Coomera. So she works there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good seeing her. And Alex Rosenwax was there, who dropped in and saw the clinic from Sydney, you know, who sold his practice. He was there. Beck Taylor was there. She said to say hi.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
She's back to working part-time, I'm assuming?
Yeah, she's doing 2 days.
Yeah.
Two, 4 days a fortnight. I think it works out because she works on long-term Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh,
but,
that's good.
Yeah, she seems more relaxed than she was. She's still not as intense and asked you a billion questions one after the other, so that was an easier
conversation. Much better, really, let's face it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sasha Miles was there from Budrum.
Oh, okay, yep.
That was good because I kind of got to talk to her at length, not about the problems we're seeing. She knows about that. More just with, you know, try and ease her mind that I'm not someone who's going to, you know, step on toes or anything like that. And we don't see any second opinions from them anyway.
No.
Not a problem.
No, that's right.
Mm. Yeah, but all right. Well, I hope the afternoon goes smoothly and
It just depends on how this little guy goes.
Is there stones just in the bladder or in the ureters as well?
As far as I know, it was in just the head of the bladder, I think. Quite a big one, about two. We measured it yesterday anyway.
Yeah.
But she just rocked up on our doorstep this morning saying, we want to have the surgery today because she saw her yesterday and gave her all the options and she was just, you know, difficult. And then she's like, well, I can't stay. I've got to go to work. And I'm like, well, we need to do the admission.
We
need to go through this, you know. But, we took another review x-ray, or Brock did, and it had moved. But I'm not sure how it's going at the moment. But, they're still in surgery. But, it's quite a substantial size.
Yeah. Yeah, just poke your head in, tell him he can, you know, talk to me through you if he needs to.
Yeah.
For the surgery.
I can hear talking. I'll just pop you on hold, Ness.
All right.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they...
Yeah, no, he said currently at the moment he's okay. He can't flush it out or milk it out, so, yeah, he's about to go surgical.
Sorry, he's lifted... He's got the stone out, has he, or...?
No, he couldn't flush it out or milk it out or anything like that, so he's going surgical. He's just about to start surgery.
Yeah, so just cut the bladder and remove it? It's in the bladder?
I don't know, honestly.
Yeah,
he's fine, but he knows that he can call you if he needs any advice.
No worries. All right, Matt.
Excellent.
Well, and what's on your weekend?
What is on my weekend? My nephew's 20th. We're going down to see
him. Oh, good.
Yeah, James is turning 20, and kids are just gearing up for their last week of school with all their assessments due. So that's about it. Fun weekend.
Cool.
Actually got my husband home, so that's even better.
Yeah. And we stopped we stopped in Canungra. It's just kind of like a get-out walk around before you then tackle the highway.
Yeah.
And there's a shoe shop in Canungra that I stopped at once when I had the girls in the car, and I had like 15 minutes to look, and I'm like, oh. It was successful then. 15 minutes, I bought 3 pairs of shoes.
Oh,
so we went in there. because they've got a sale area out the back, and most of it really good quality shoes, and they're normally like $200 plus, and they sell them out for like $50 a pair.
Oh, wow.
So, I bought 4 pairs of shoes. Yeah.
Oh, even better.
Well, no, it's going to last me the rest of the year now.
And it was on a work trip, so you can claim it on tax.
Oh, I know.
Work shoes, sort of. Not really.
Yeah, not really. No, no.
Yeah. Going back and forward with James, the accountant.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that I've got that. Just to make sure that all my payments that I've done, we don't owe anything, just my calculation. Mm. So we sent through the credited thing, so we've got paperwork for that. And hunky dory, we're all up to date except for your trust account, which I sent through the statements for September quarter. And he's going to get that done, but he sent through the last quarter BAS for that. I'll pay that one.
That's $2,000 or something?
$1,300, yeah.
Oh,
but I was also asking him, because as of July next year, we have to do weekly super. Zero, through the Xero app. I did say I'll need a guidance how to do that. He said a lot of his clients are setting it up early to get the hang of it before it's implemented and make sure there's no hiccups. I did say that we'll organise a time for both of us to go down. And just so he can walk us through. He said it's very simple, but he will need a phone. It must be a phone code that gets sent through each week that we have to authorise, which might make it a bit annoying. If it's obviously it will be your phone number, but
yeah, that's okay. We make it work with the other stuff, so it'll be fine.
Yeah. I said they're closing down from the 19th, I think, until January the 5th. So I might see maybe in the new year that we set up a time when we dance so crazy, both go down and sit with them and go through it with us.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I was thinking, we could you could do the calculations for the super, and then if it's a hassle, just do it on say a Wednesday when we're both at work.
Yeah.
So if you need the codes and it's like more than one, and it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you need a code for each one or something.
I'm not sure if
that's
goes
where it
through.
Works out.
I think it goes through payroll. When you're doing payroll, because I can see the key for it now in payroll. I think you set your bank accounts up. I don't know how it all works, but I think it goes through there. But when, obviously, you'd be paying weekly this.
Yeah, if it goes straight to the fund for each individual, or if it's
Yeah, they're closing down the clearinghouse that it goes to currently, and then the clearinghouse disperses it. But I think this one here, it might be like a Xero clearinghouse, and then maybe we set up Xero with the, I don't know how it all works, but he said it's simple. So I'm going by his calculations that it is simple, but if we're both there and look at how to do it, then we'll be fine.
He's straightforward too. Like he said it's going to be a problem that he would tell us. So.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
And if we're stuck, we could always ask Naomi.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, she said, they're all getting sorted and stuff for Xero clearinghouse as well. So, I don't know. She knows.
Yeah. Well, have a lovely, uneventful afternoon.
Yes, thank you.
No emergencies. Tell Brock, I hope your surgeries go well.
Yep. I'm sure he'll touch base with you anyway for
the
hospital, because I'm assuming it'll be the guinea pig and this kakariki.
The kakariki. Yeah.
It's
not what a bride is it?
No. Mango Zebath. It was in with the same issues earlier on this year. Lisa came in to see the birds with her daughter, which I thought was weird. But anyway.
Oh, she's got two daughters, so it's probably not the schizophrenic one that reported her to got her animal seizures. It's just probably the other one.
Yeah, she's still a bit weird, but anyway.
Right.
But
the big orangey red haired one?
Yeah, the short hair.
Yeah.
But I did mention, listen, we are obviously closing over Christmas, New Year, just to give it a heads up, but I said, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. There's still nothing concrete yet. She's got extension till January for the hotel, motel that she's in at the moment.
Okay.
But yeah, I said, we'll sort it out, but
Take
it from there. Just so you got the heads up.
Deal with that when we, thanks for mentioning that. I was going to deal with it when we close. They're still there. I was going to take them home.
Just watch Jackie. Like, we had her out while I was having lunch in a split second. Benny was on the side of the cage and she bit Benny's toe.
Oh my God.
No, nothing. No, nothing wrong. Holding the foot
just
up a little
shit.
Bit. Yeah. So we gave meloxicam twice yesterday.
Mm.
Today, perfectly fine. Nothing's wrong. But just watch there. And Jackie also chewed through the lead of the phone as well.
Yeah.
Out the back. So I've got a replacement one I went and got so we could use that phone. But Chrissy also ordered some through Amazon, which should probably arrive tomorrow. Just a heads up. So we've got a spare one.
Cool. All right. And who's on tomorrow? Is Em back or is she? Sharon?
She's back Monday. Al and Sharon.
Yeah. They'll be right with this one of me. With Kelvin on it. Bit chaotic.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Too easy.
Can you just keep an eye on Al that he scrubs the instruments with the actual instrument scrubbing brush and not the the sink brush?
Okay. Ooh, that's pretty gross. Okay, yes.
Yeah, well, he just wasn't aware of it, and he did ask, okay, what do you scrub the instruments with? And I said, it's that brush up there.
Yeah.
And if that brush up there isn't there, for whatever reason, just pick up one of the sponges that we scrub with and scrub it with those.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. So he knows, but...
Yeah, okay. Keep an eye.
Mm.
Yep. Will do.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a nice weekend when you get there.
You too. Yes, you too, and I will see you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday.
All right, talk to you
then.
Thanks,
mate.
Okay.
See ya.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.